Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw the Yesod HaGadol, that the way to relate, that the way one relates to an Eved, to Avdus, is by treating the Eved as an object, not as a person. That's Avdus. And Mimela is a lav of Lemkur Makaras Avid by Eved Ivri, because you're not allowed to treat an Eved Ivri like an Eved, like an object. And we discussed that, proved that point at some length. And now we're continuing on the Kesef Mishnah, the fourth parak of Avadim, Halacha Yud. We see from him that somebody sells his slave, he's over on the loisisei of Loyim Kurim Karas Avid. And the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla brings in the Megillah Sefer that argues with this and holds that if you sell him in private, this lav doesn't apply. He writes there on page 114 in his Perish on the Rasag. So based on what we said in the previous year, we understand the Kesef Mishnah very well, that since the Mechira was a show of adness, of bialis, of ownership, so it's like selling an object, and that's the lav. So the lav is going to be even Bitsina, because that's showing that he's like an object, you're just selling him. So that's going to apply even Bitsina. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha of Perla and the Kesef Mishnah from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin needs a pasuk to be memayed in Eved Kenaini, from the chiyuv of gonev ishim achar v'nim to the other mos yumas. We need a pasuk to be mamayid in Eved Kenaini. Why do you need a pasuk? If moicher avdo ivri lacherim has a lav of lo yinkur mekeres aved, so it must be then that in Eved Kenaini there is no such lav. Because you're definitely allowed to sell an Eved Kenaini. So then kurim mekeres aved is clearly does not apply to an Eved Kenaini. And if it doesn't apply to an Eved Kenaini, as belav hachi lo shayich bechi of misa. Kevin chain boas has sarah shalo yimkaru. Shirak mishum zechayiv goine vishum acharo. So of course there's going to be no chi of misa for an Eved Kenaini, for stealing him and selling him. Why not? Why is there going to be no chiyuv? Because there's no iser of mechira. So we know on our own that there's no iser of gonev ishim achara mos yumas by an Eved Kenaini. Because we know that a Jew we have for an Eved Ivri, lo yimkur mekaras avid, he is not allowed to be sold. So it must be that an Eved Kenaini doesn't have this lav. So you're allowed to sell an Eved Kenaini. So if you're allowed to sell an Eved Kenaini, so it's pashut then that there's no chiyuv misa of gonev ishim achara mos yumas. Gonev ishim achara v'netzeled mos yumas. Because there's no iser of mechira. There's no iser of mechira. Of course, there's no chi of misa of mos yumas. So why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk to be mamayid in Eved Kenaini from gonev ishim achara mos yumas? We know on our own from the fact that for an Eved Ivri there's an iser mechira. Mele for Eved Kenaini there's no iser mechira. There's no iser mechira for an Eved Kenaini. So there can't be gonev ishim achara mos yumas. That's the kasha of the of Rav Perla and the Kesef Mishnah. So based on what we said, the Nidon is not to distinguish between Eved Nivri and Eved Kenaini, but rather an Eved Ivri with regard to his Adon is not like an object. And therefore there's a lav in the Mechira. Mashenke and Eved Kenaini, legabe bailov, with regard to his owner, he's like a chefetz. And therefore, there's no lav on selling him like a chefetz, like an object. But that's all, legabe Adono. Aval legabe Acher, what about someone else? So then he's like every other Jew, and Eved Kenaini is a partial Jew. He's not totally a goy, not totally a Jew. Somewhere in the middle, like the Rambam has it. He's toivel, he keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs. So, l'gabe acher, havale al korcha k'kol Yisrael, sheyesh olav lav shaloyim karenu k'chefetz. So l'gabe is Adon Enachinami. Enachinami, l'gabe Adono. So there he can sell him like a chefetz, because he's his Adon, in contrast to an Eved Ivri who's not. What about somebody else selling an Eved Kenaini? What about somebody else stealing and selling an Eved Kenaini, not his Adon? So there you would say there's a lav. You're not allowed to treat him like that. You're not allowed to sell him. There'd be a chi of Misa. And that's why we need the Pasuk to be Memayit. You think there would be an Azhara for somebody who's not his Adam? And that's why we need the Pasuk to say, no, 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 there's no Azhara. So the Yesod HaDvarim is that treating an Eved, that Lo'im Kur Makar Tzavet is treating an Eved like a Chefetz. And here you're not treating him like a Chefetz. And here by an Eved Kenaini, if you're his Adon, then you're allowed to treat him like a Chefetz. But if you're not his Adon, you would think you're not allowed to treat him like a Chefetz. And therefore there is going to be a Chiv Misav Goni Vishim Acharam Osiyumas. So that's why we need the special Kamash Malan, that no, that it's not a Chiv Misa. Rav Perla there on page 234 asks on the Gemara in Kiddushin, in his Perish the Rasak, page 34, asks the Gemara in Kiddushin 15b. It says, Im lo yigal be'ele, riyose gliyom, rebe'el l'shichur, b'shar kolodim l'shibut. That if somebody is Meshachwer, a relative is Meshachwer and Eved Ivri, he goes free. But if someone else is Meshachwer and Eved Ivri, he goes into Shibut. So I'm at somebody who buys an Eved Ivri from a goy. Now, according to what the Kesef Mishnah says, that there's an Isser Lav and Mechiras and Eved Ivri, even Bitzina. L'chayra, the Isser is even on the buyer. Like the Rambam writes, Perakit Aleph, Mishmita V'yovel, L'gabe Lav, She'aretz lo k'tzimachar l'smitzus, l'tzmisus, that the land should not be sold forever. It's also on the Lekeach. As Chazina Mizeh, from this we see that there is Surei Mechira on the Lekeach as well. So the kind of, but right when you're not allowed to sell the land forever, if you do, you're over on an Isser, so that's on the Lekech as well. I bazoi. So how are you koina an Eved Ivri from a guy? How are you koina this? You mishach with this Eved Ivri and you acquire him from the guy. How are you acquiring him? Lo'im Kur Makar Tzavet applies to a guy or to applies according to the Kesef Mishnah to an Eved Ivri in Bitzina. So how can you say that? How can the Gemara say? We have Rabbi Yossi Aglili says not like that. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you are allowed to buy the Eved Ivri. If you're Meshachar the Eved Ivri from his Goyish owner, so then you're acquiring him. So based on what we said, So how's the Lacha Mishnah? How's the Kesef Mishnah going to explain this sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that you're essentially acquiring, you're buying an Eved Ivri? So based on what we said, the Isser is not on the Etzem HaMechira. Ein Isur Kan al Etzem HaMechira, el al kol ma shemunach b'mechira ma'aseh shel k'chefetz. It's vos licked in the Mechira, ma shemunach, what is encapsulated by this sale, is that you're treating him like an object. That's the problem. Okay, just like when you put him on the when you put him on the selling block, you put him on the stone, and you stand him up there and you sell him. That's what's aser. This is only done by the seller. So the Yisr isn't on the Mechira. The Yisr is treating him like an object. When you sell him, you're treating him like an object. So the seller is essentially poil his bailus. He's showing his bailus by selling him. Again, the Yisr is not in the Mechira, but that you'd show that this is like your object. You're treating this like it's your object. Who's treating it like it's his object? The seller. Now the buyer becomes the Bailam afterwards, but the one treating it right now in this sale, in this transaction, the one treating it like his object, that he has Bailas over him to sell him. So that's the Mecher. And therefore, there's no Isra Lalokech. That's why Rabbi Yossi Aglili can hold that if a Jew redeems him, he goes into the ownership of the Jew. Because it's not the one showing his bailus and treating him like a chayfetz, is the seller, not the buyer. So again, that's the issur of loyim kirim karas avid. Not to have show bailus over this and treat it like it's your object. Rav Sa'oram, the brother of Rava, so now we know who the brother of Rava was, would forcefully seize people who were not acting properly and have them carry Rava's guharka. Rashi defines the guharka as agala muchenet lemerkevet adam. Uvelashon Ashkenaz, right wagon. Interesting wagon. Something about a wagon. So he would have them carry Rava's wagon, Rava's chair. So Rava said to him, Shapir Kav, this you acted correctly. As we learn, Chayisa She'enu Noi Kashura, Minayin She'taroi L'shtavid Bo, Talmud Loim R'loi L'mem Tavoidu, V'acheichem. If you see a Jew who doesn't behave properly, from where is it derived that you are permitted to have him work as a slave? The Pasuk says, of them you may take your slaves forever, and over your brothers. It is derived from the conjunctive and, linking the two clauses of the pasuk, that there are circumstances in which it is permitted to treat a fellow Jew as if he were a slave. As the pasuk goes on and says, don't enslave your fellow Jew with great severity. But here, the Gemara Darshans, who aren't allowed to do that, Lolam Alavodu Ubachechem, sometimes your brothers also. That's if he's not acting kashura. That's if he's not acting properly. Yachal Afilinoi Kashura, Tam Lochechem Reitzel Ishbachiv. Comes the Pasuk and says, no. That's the Vaita, the Hemshech of the Pasuk. This is in the Parshas Bahar. So you're not allowed if he's Noe Kashura. So if he's not Noe Kashura, so you're allowed to be Meshabit Bo, you're allowed to have him work as a slave. You're allowed to subjugate him as a slave. And if not, Ad kan zachinu l'lmod divrei ha'gemara b'mesechet bava metzia b'daf ayin gimel amud bet b'perek ha'yakar perek ezehu neshech baruch Hashem. והנידון הוא לגבי עליו שלא תעבוד עבודת עבד, המבואר ברמב״ם בספר המצוות, ולא תעשה ריש נון זין, ובפרק א' מהלכות עבדים, הלכה זין, שהוא לגבי עבודת ביזיון, המיוחדת לעבודת עבדים. So the issue at hand here is, with regard to the lav of not making him work the avod of a slave. And that we see in the Rambam in Avodim 1:7. Kol avid ivri asur l'Yisrael shekanao v'havidoi b'dvarim b'zuyim shem yuchadim la'asiyas ha'avodim. So if you're an Eved Ivri, a Jew is not allowed to be mavid him in dvarim bezuyim and disgraceful things that are unique for avodim, like that he should carry your clothing to the mikvah, take off your shoes. Lo savod bo avodas aved, a verse in the book of Vayikra 25:39. Rather, you should treat him like a worker. An Eved Ivri is just a worker, it's not a slave. It's an employee. So that's the issue over here. B'gam kan, avodat bizayon haita. Here is an avodis bizayon. The Shita Mekubetzes here explains, in the name of Harab Reb Yehanesen, that Rava was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he would carry him in this wooden chair, and what the people would do is they would what this person was told to do was carry him on his shoulders, put the chair on his shoulders. Because this was the way, there were a lot of people there, and it's not the derech of an Adam Chashuv to ride on his horse in front of the rabbim. So the only way he could get comfortably by is somebody's carrying him on his chair. So this is an avodas bizayon. The Rambam writes in Perak Aleph, Me'achas Avodah Malach Ches, the din of the Gemara, that you're allowed to, if a person is in Shidolei Miley, people who aren't acting properly, you're allowed to be ma'abid them. Avodas Ovid. Anashim Shein Noagim Kashura, Rambam Avodim 1:8. Mutter Lirdoisim B'choskol Ishtabid Behem, you're allowed to subordinate them, subjugate them, work them hard. Now the Gemara brings the pasuk of Uvachecham b'nei Yisrael, and not avodas oved. It's a different pasuk. Here it's talking about avodas parech. So we have to say we learn one from the other. But you're allowed to do both. You're allowed to do if he's not acting kashura, avodas parech, avodas oved. You could see Rav Perla on the Rasag and Losei Reisha and Gimel. Now this lav on the eved, al habari lav al eved ne'amar vehem lo yu avodim. So this lav of not to be a mavidos avodas oved was said about an eved, and these lo kashura guys were not avodim. So these people who were compelled to take rava in this chair, and they're not avodim. אז אבל מפורש ברמב"ם בהלכה זין הרמב"ם כותב באמת דברים אמורים בעבד עברי מפני שנפשו שפלה במכירה אבל ישראל שלא נמכר מותר להשתמש בו כעבד שהרי אינו עושה מלאכה זו אלא מרצונו מדעת עצמו. So he says this whole Isser is an עבד עברי because he is a low soul, he was sold. But a Jew who wasn't sold, you're allowed to make him work like an עבד, avodas עבד. This is only a regular Israel. He's doing this willingly, so you're allowed to make him do work of avodim. You're allowed to make him do avodis bzuyos like avodim, because he's doing it willingly. V'hainu. שיסוד האיסור אינו דין בעבדות דווקא, אלא כנ"ל בהשתמשות בו כחפץ, ולא להתחשב שעבודת ביזיון אינה לרצונו. The יסוד of this איסור is not a din דווקא עבדוס. We see from the Rambam. Rather, what's the din? It's a din that you're now allowed to use him like an object without taking into account that this avodis bizayon is not lertzona. And mitzad zeh asur b'chol adam v'kanal legabei lav b'makarat avid dika gam b'konei v'ishu b'charo af b'she'en o'evet kevin shu bal korchoi. So like we saw b'avim karas avid, makaras avid, also, the Gemara connects it to Gonei Visha Macharo Vinim Sabiyad Mos Yumas. The Azhara, this Pasuk, there's a Misa, but the Lab is an Amkom Karasavit, so this Pasuk is talking about anybody. Because the Yisoda Yisir is not Dafka Bain Evid. So it deserves by anybody, meaning it being it's done against his will. So the pasuk the lab is lam kar kar sabit. It's really anybody as long as it's against his will. Meila, garnevi shemachar nitzvi adam osiuma. It's talking about anybody. So the same thing here applies to this lav. If it's not midaito meritzoinai, then you're over on lo yavod b'avodis avid. And these guhar ki, these inshi d'loy maili. So the lav applies to them. If they weren't inshi d'loy maili, because you're doing it against their will. So the whole vort is not dafka avdus. The vort is you're treating him like an eved, and that applies to anybody. And here would be usher if we didn't have the special lima from the pasuk. And then an eved mitzad atzmo perushoi chayfetz. So that's what an eved is. An eved is an ab. You're not allowed to treat him like an object. You're not objectifying. That's the isser daraisa, and that applies to anybody, even if he's not an eved. Even if a person is not a not an evit, but if you sell him, treat him like an evit, show your bailus, treat him like a chayfetz, so then mos yumas. Even though the lav is from, the ashar is from mokaros evit, because really anybody. The point is you're treating him like property. You're treating him like a chattel, like chattel. That is an item of property other than real estate. So that's what you're doing. It's like your property. So that's the isser. And for that reason, we can explain the Rambam there in Halacha Ches. The Rambam in Halacha Ches writes, Melech shegazar shekol mi shelo yitein mas hakatzuv shekol ish v'ish yishtabed l'zeh shenosan hamas al yodo hareze mutter l'shtamish bo yesu midai aber loy ke'eved men ha'kshur mutter l'shtamish bo ke'eved. A king who is gozer, that anybody who doesn't pay taxes, he has to be serve the person who paid tax for him. So Shimon's not paying his taxes, and Reuven has to cover up, has to fill in for Shimon. Rameot. So Memela, the king says, all right, if Reuven, you're paying for Shimon, now Shimon has to work for you. So you're allowed to work him a lot, but not like an Eved. And if Eino Noi Kashura, then you're allowed to be Mishtamish Boi Ke'eved. So the Kesef Misha there explains, what does it mean? L'shtamish boy ke'eved. He says, like an eved kenaini. Mutter l'shtamish boy yoisim idai, aval lo ke'eved. You're not allowed to treat him like an eved kenaini. But if he's not noy kashur, you're allowed to treat him like an eved kenaini. But the Rebbe is talking about, says Kevin is like an eved kenaini. So why did the Rambam not say Eved Kenaini? As Lefit Vareinu, a Rambam lo piresh, shemedubar b'Eved Kenaini, she'etzem inyan Eved hu chefetz, u'bimela lo ke'eved, hainu lo ke'chefetz. So if you say ke'eved, you mean like an object. And if you say lo ke'eved, you mean not like an object. In other words, not with bizayon. So me'mela muvan, de muvan me'elav. Aber lo ke'eved, ke'eved kenaini ke'chefetz, ze hainu hach. Synonymous. Milim nirdafot. V'chein mevuar milashon ha-braita. Ma reino ba-braita bebav metziya. Sham katuv, minayin she'ata rashai lehishta'abed bo. V'arei enidon hu. Al bizayon. V'lo al etzem ha-shi'abud. U'maitayim atali la b'shi'abud. What's the nidon here? The nidon is on the bizayon, not on the shibud. And yet, the Gemara says, you're allowed to be mishabid b'yosim midai. First it says he's, u'ma'ayel hu b'guharki, b'guharka. They would take Ravan his special chair, special wagon, which is an inyan of bizayon. And then it says, how do you know you're allowed to be mishtabed to prove this? But that's not the nidon. The nidon is on bizayon, not on shibud. So why is it nitla b'shibud? V'ayein v'rav Yeruchim fishal perla v'losa say reish ayin gimel shehu amad b'zeh. Achen lashon shiabudu legabei. Bal kocho kol sheino evet. V'knas l'nyan zedei shu bal kocho avalei ke'evet kuchefetz. Mushumachi tali la gemara b'shiabud. Sh'rak ayde zeh shu bal kocho avalei ke'evet kuchefetz. V'kmo shenitbayer. So that we're talking here about doing something against his will. We're talking about making him into an eved. So it says he would make him go in the Gorako, which is an avod of Bizayon. And then it says Shibud, which is the same idea, that you're treating him like an object because you're forcing him. And that's the Yesod here, that he's being forced. Aval yoter nera, So it's not only that he was misnag b'kamo bal korcho doing an avoid of bizayon. The very fact that he was forcing him, that zekvar maspik, afilu lo tzarich et habizayon shebedavar. Etzem avoda bal korcho abla etnagut kamo eved v'kana lagabei mechira. Ela sheish lav al etnagut keved b'mechira. Yesh lav al etnagut ke'eved b'melacha. Says a lav on treating him like an eved b'mechira, which is layim kru makaris aved, and there's a lav of not to be oved b'avodas aved. And if it's against his will, then he's like an eved. And therefore, in the Rambam and the Gemara, it says l'shtabi bo. It doesn't say melachas b'zayim. Because once it's l'shtabi, but once it's being done against his will, then memela to melach of bizayon. So, ma sheyotze lanu achshav mi'ashiur hazeh hu she'avdus perusho lahavid mishu bal korchoi. Lahavid mashu l'shtamesh b'mishu kechefetz. To show your adness, your bilus, your ownership, that he's just a piece of property. That's abdus, that's slavery. And in general, there's an issur that applies to treating Jews that way, unless in special circumstances like lo noi kashura. And in the next year, we are going to take this further. But again, we haven't, like at the end of last year, we mentioned, and at the end of this year, we haven't answered our kashas yet. We're just developing an idea, and then that's going to bring us to the promised land. Okay, so please stay tuned. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will see continuing the flow of Mitaras Hashem. And then we're going to get to our answer. But in the meantime, that's not the Iker. The Iker is L'mot Taras Hashem. V'lahavin divrei chachamim v'chidoisam. ולרדת לעומקה של הסוגיה שאני חושב לניוס דייטי שאנחנו משתדלים לעשות, ואני מקווה שדי מצליחים. ושוב, לא על פי תורתי, אני אפס אפסים. בתולעת ולא איש. חרפת אדם ובזוי עם. אלא על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו מרן ראש הישיבה זצ"ל. ובעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא אנחנו נמשיך את המהלך, ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה לפחות ערבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה ערבה אליי. שלום שלום אהוביי, ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.